Okay, part 15, some great questions. In reviewing earlier comments related to mortgage fraud and in light of the federal program to purchase securities monthly to clear the market and reward fraud, I concluded there was one issue I wasn't able to fully explain. My question relates to the mechanics of securitized mortgages containing multiple first mortgages or of those originated from non-existent properties you often speak of. As I see it, all things being equal from the outset, there would be non-performing mortgages within a given tranche, and those would have to be covered somehow, or at least initially. Were these defaults allowed to happen immediately and value of the tranche fall with it? Was it akin to a Ponzi scheme of gathering sales for future securities sales to cover? Were there derivatives or CDS set up to cover some initial defaults to maintain the illusion of a given rating? Is it possible the coupon payment schedule was adjusted to mask this for a few years? Is it possible that certain tranches received the lion's share of fraudulent mortgages and therefore performed the poorest? Any insight you can provide functionally relating to the money flows to investors holding the securities would be much appreciated. This is an excellent question. The one thing to remember is that there are literally a whole series of different options of how this might have worked. It's a little bit like the joy of cooking. There are many recipes, but let me describe the one that I saw that I believed was what was happening in the FHA portfolio. In many of these instances, you have government guarantees, and those government guarantees can be used to generate the income, and let me explain how. If you put a series of FHA mortgages in a pool, what you can do is you can take one property and default it on multiple occasions and refinance it on multiple occasions in a way that will generate enough money to pay the debt service on multiple mortgages in the pool. So one of the things that first happened to me when I became FHA commissioner is I would see communities where properties were refinanced and defaulted multiple times in 1 year. I found one in Chicago that had refinanced and defaulted 5 times in 1 year. I couldn't even imagine how that could happen. Until one day I sat down and tried to figure out how the fraud was working. What that means is from that one property, which is hidden, the nature of the property and what's happening behind the pool is hidden behind a securitization. Originally it used to be through Ginnie Mae, but later on it could have been through some of the other agencies. And so what you have is you just have to have the servicer complicit in handling that process. Oftentimes, in my experience, the servicer was J.P. Morgan, who was handling Enron and Madoff and all the others. So I think it's fair to say who knows what was going on. They were also apparently the servicer for the Section 8 municipal bonds. And I think you were seeing a tremendous amount of churning of parts of that portfolio to generate the debt service on the fraudulent mortgages. FHA was a mutual mortgage insurance fund, and all you needed to do was basically skim off the mutual profits and never kick them back to the original policyholders. And that's part of what was happening. They were using that skim to do so, and the profits would never go back to the book. So that is one way to be done. But again, I think there were many, many different ways that you could churn this. A lot of it coming out of the federal mortgage programs, and I think when the housing market collapsed, that was one of the reasons that Freddie and Fannie had to come in, was you couldn't keep that bubble up any longer, and that bubble was now supporting another layer on top of it of derivatives, including interest rate swaps, and CDOs and interest rates. So I think to keep that derivative book intact, you needed the federal government to step in. And when you look at the giant appropriations that are happening going into Freddie and Fannie, my guess is that part of it is dealing with that, what's called collateral fraud or the absence of real collateral. It's not just incomes falling in the general population. It's the fact that there was no income to begin with. And so I think the big way it's gotten covered, in addition to the FHA skimming, is the appropriations going directly into Freddie and Fannie. Okay, I'm learning a lot about the Salieri Report transcripts, and now that I have something I can listen to, podcasts on the Christmas gift, I will launch into the podcasts. I'm wondering about who is Mr. Global also. Naming names seems a bit dangerous, but my guess is they're the usual suspects. I would say they're not the usual suspects. If the names are known to you, then they're front men and women. They're not the real people. What I find is the world is generally run by people who are quite invisible, and sort of being the face to the public is delegated to a variety of people. And if you know their name, they're not, you know, they're middle management. They're not at the top. I think the big question, to be perfectly blunt, is are they human or otherwise? If you go down the rabbit hole of looking at the strangest things going on this planet, I think the question is there any truth to one, allegations of interdimensional intelligence, which I believe are, you know, that there's something really there. So that's a yes, but what the details of that really look like is a big question. So is there any truth to the idea that humans really are now living a separate existence, aka the breakaway civilization? And I believe, yes, absolutely, that is the case. That they've literally grown technologically separate from us. So we have a group of humans who have become as if aliens to us. The third is, are there any truth to the allegations that aliens exist? And as the U.S. Navy tried to persuade me, live among us, or as the CIA, a former CIA director tried to persuade me. I don't know about that. I swing back and forth, and I don't know what to say other than I think that issue needs to be looked at and figured out. And finally, is there any truth to allegations of time travel? And again, I don't know, but I think the allegations are serious enough that they need to be looked at. So to me, I think we need to open up the rabbit hole and look at these things and understand, in addition, not just who's really in control, but what is the information that they are looking at that makes them want such extraordinary centralization? Are they centralizing just because new technology gives them the power to do it? Are they centralizing because they're afraid? And I think that fear is absolutely driving the train. But are they just afraid of, is the Anglo-American Alliance afraid of continuing to rule in a world where there are now 7 billion people in a rebalanced economy and economic power has shifted to a much broader population? Or are they afraid of something else? And the answer is, I don't know. What I will tell you is if you do the economics on the entire planet is being financially harvested. It's like we're paying a tithe into the black budget or the breakaway civilization or wherever. And the reality is, you know, the reason to go down the rabbit hole is you can't re-engineer the financial model into one from something that's draining wealth to something that can build wealth without looking at that tithe. We're all stuck because we're trying to pretend that we don't need to look at that. But if we're going to re-engineer the federal budget to something positive, we have to deal with those issues. It's not intuitively obvious to a lot of people, but I assure you when you get down and dirty and you look at the money, every county in America is hostage to a drug and organized crime business, which is financing this tithe. And until we can shift the local economy to something positive, we're stuck. Until we can shift the federal cash flows to something that supports a positive real economy, we're stuck. And so we need to know what all of this is about. Another question, I was hoping you would put forth what you found at the New Energy Conference. As I said before, tremendous opportunities. The obstacles are political. I think from looking at it, there's been a decision to let things start to innovate and prototype. It could just be to see, you know, what's there to be controlled. But it could also be the time has come to move forward. I've said many times, I think the reason that the Anglo-American group is trying to get such tight control of the global food supply is they know that new energy technology is coming, and they're bringing it out. And so they don't want to bring it out until they have something to support a global currency. If they're going to maintain their position, they need to control the global currency. And food is the thing that they can do it. Fossil fuels won't do it. There, as I said before, the group that did the conference is going to be publishing videos. And as soon as those are ready, there are a couple of great speeches that are good overviews to what is going on in the breakthrough energy area. And I hope to use those to recommend to you so that you can really get the benefit of that conference. It was a great conference. Hello and happy new year. Regarding the fiscal cliff, if we were watching the managed collapse of the dollar, then both parties want the same thing. Do you think they've had a deal in hand for weeks? By creating a crisis, it makes compromise look acceptable to the constituents because they avoided disaster. And as Franklin Sanders said yesterday, plus 2% on Wall Street was minus 2% on our purchasing power. Even though we averted disaster this time, we know now where the leaders are taking us, right over the cliff. I would suggest as soon as the article comes out, we'll mail it with the update on Tuesday next week. So check out that fiscal cliff article and the discussion I'm going to have with Franklin on the precious metals report. We'll go to it in great detail. Another great question. For the first time in 3 years, I have regular TV because I wanted to gauge what most people are seeing. The propaganda is very strong and very consistent. Combined with entrainment technology, is there much hope that mainstream America will ever come clean? Looking forward to tonight's presentation. I must tell you, there was a miracle moment. I had a miracle moment as many years ago when I had studied enough about what was really going on that I could start to watch the corporate media and really discern into it the true story, or if not the true story, a lot of nuggets about the true story, and maintain my state of amusement, which I can do about 90% of the time, not all the time. Sometimes I can't bear it. The only time I watch TV usually is in a motel or at the gym. And like you, I like to sort of touch base and look at what the propaganda is. I also have a couple of really excellent members on our team who will check in with the corporate media and sort of tell me what the propaganda is. And they're very good at sort of digesting and figuring out what's in the popular media. What I would encourage you to do is to understand that the amount of money and effort that is spent and the sort of entrainment technology that is spent to try and manipulate the population is absolutely extraordinary. And frankly, I think it's going to grab a lot of people and keep them, despite the fact that staying and looking at that map is having very, very negative ramifications for their health, for their financial position, and for their future. And what we all need to do is to focus on knowing and working with the people who are prepared to look at things at the way they are and not worry about the folks we can't talk out of that machinery. But I would encourage you to really get to that miracle moment where you can watch that stuff, stay in a state of amusement, and discern from it what you can about the manipulations that will help you kind of navigate the environment and even see the opportunities, because there is there's a remarkable benefit to coming clean, but being able to come clean enough so that you can wander through the corporate media, gleaning the truffles and staying in a state of amusement.